It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'm most fortunate to have met such charming radio ladies.
Makes little difference that as governor, I am gay.
That isn't just irresponsible, it's outrageous.
Peace be with you.
Hey there, this is Katie, and I have a great ass.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow on the big program, the legend, Mike Ditka, will be here. Also at, here we go again.
What?
Now, I have a promo here that says at 5 o'clock, you listen and find out where to get your free gas.
Right.
All right? But on this, it says at 5:30, the location of the gas station.
5:30, somewhere in there.
You don't
listen.
Buzz.
Listen all day.
Buzz.
Rip the knob off.
Oh, buzz?
Yes.
Doesn't work that way in the world of radio promotions. Is it 5 or 5:30?
Well, you have a microphone, Beth Ann.
A microphone, please. Thank you. See, when you're told you can't reveal it,
yes.
5:30, c'est la vie, que sera, sera.
I'm kidding,
okay.
Of course.
When they came up with the copy that they gave me that I fixed up, they had 5:30, and you have Ditka at 5:30. So I called Chris, and I said, I have to make it like 5:10. Is that okay? He said, that's fine.
So is it?
It's 5.
So I was
it's
right.
It's 5, but are you going to do it exactly at 5? It's going to be okay if we say be listening, you know, at 5 o'clock, and then if we get close to 5 o'clock, it's coming up next. We got the announcement.
Why don't we let go of all our... And then why don't we just do it at 7 and just jerk people around
7,
for 2 hours? Then we screw everybody.
Now the
and then why don't we do it? I got an idea.
No.
Here's an even better idea. We say we're going to do it at 5 o'clock, and then we say we'll do it till 7 o'clock, and then we'll say, you know what, come back tomorrow, and we'll
listen,
do it on a whole different day.
And then
sorry.
We don't give the gas away
they
at
wrote
all.
That copy last
so
week,
Mike Ditka is coming on the show at 5:30 tomorrow.
Correct.
And at 5 o'clock, we're going to make the big announcement about the gas station.
Right.
What if Mike Ditka reveals where the station is?
I'd do that in a heartbeat. Ditka!
It'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. Let's make it more complicated. You know, now you're starting to deal poker.
It always comes back to that. If you had won one hand, you would give me a break on that.
You know what? I could win. We ought to play poker on the show again. We could do that.
We could.
We could absolutely do that anytime we want, huh? What do you think of that, huh?
Yeah,
huh?
Tomorrow at
Rob?
5 o'clock or 5:30.
So 5 o'clock, the big announcement tomorrow?
Yes.
And then Mike Ditka at 5:30.
At 5:30.
I'm excited about Ditka. That's going to be a lot of fun. You must be excited. You're an old Chicago guy.
I am. The city went crazy, of course, in 85 when the Bears were hot.
Let's take a call from Josh on Route 66. Filled with sincerity. Thy name is Burbank. Hello, Josh.
Okay. Hello, how are you doing?
What can I do for you? Buzz took his funny pills. He's making me laugh today. What's going on, Josh?
I had signed up to play the door game.
What do you mean the door game? What do you mean
you
signed up? You didn't
game.
Sign up for
sign
anything.
Up. There's a clipboard on the door, Mike.
How do you explain to me how the door game works?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question.
What? Hello? And he's gone.
I
like
was
that.
Hoping we yes. could give him a prize.
Let's go to Scott in Sacramento. Scott, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys. If you guys could do me a favor, that Budweiser thing you were talking about the other day, I think it was in Buzz's news
yes.
about Belgium buying it.
Yeah, foreign interest buying Budweiser, mm-hmm. yes.
Which is a terrible thing. If you have that website to petition that, I was talking with a buddy watching the Oakland A's game yesterday. That'd be wonderful so I could write it down and put my name on the petition. I don't know if you guys have that handy or not.
You may have to Google it in case this isn't exactly right, but it's Save AB. That's what you're looking for, is Save AB.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Burbank.
You
That's
bet.
Pretty interesting. Have you noticed on the feedback that we've been getting that people are really wiped out about this
it's
thing?
It's a very emotional issue for a lot of people, the idea of Budweiser being foreign-owned.
Did you just write in Mark Schaefer at the guy that we just interviewed?
I don't want to be yelled at the end.
You're not going to be yelled at. You're not going to be yelled at. Beth Ann, how do you feel about the impending foreign takeover of Budweiser?
I could give a, you know what?
She doesn't care much.
Do you drink beer?
Yeah.
What's your favorite flavor?
Corona.
Is you
that
like
a flavor?
Corona?
That's
nice.
Yes, it is.
That is nice.
All right.
Like Carrie drinks that.
Little lime on top.
Are you ready?
Is it a female
Would
drink?
Would you like to sit down because we're going to play the door game right now?
I signed up.
This is how it works.
Everybody sign up?
All right. Everybody can go around and ask a question as to who's behind the door, and when we finally get the right answer as to who's behind the door, the person will come through the door and chat for a while.
Okay.
That's how the game
Can
works.
I start?
Yes, go ahead.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead. Rob Spiewak
from
McLean.
Does it have to be a yes-no question?
No, not necessarily.
Don't live in McLean anymore, but thank you for the promotion.
Rob from Leesburg.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Did he star in The Fly?
No, he did not.
Damn it.
No.
Good guess,
Buzz
though.
Burbank.
Do we know him from movies?
No, you do not.
Okay.
Beth Ann McBride.
It is a male?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Good.
How do they know that?
Is it a television person?
Yes, it is.
This is getting good.
No, it's not, Rob. You know the ones I like to do.
Was this a character on a situation comedy?
He's been on situation comedies.
Okay.
Beth Ann McBride.
Is he on a show right now?
Yes.
Mm.
Was he on Cheers?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe, but I don't think so.
Okay.
Was he a regular on the Carol Burnett show?
No.
Mm.
Is he over 40 years old?
Yes.
Okay.
Does he have gray hair?
Probably, yes.
Mm.
And this is a funny man?
Not really.
Okay. Mm.
Has he ever won an Oscar?
Ooh. Buzz Burbank.
I may have missed this earlier. Drama or comedy we would know him from?
Neither.
Ooh, even better.
Really, you can't put him in either category.
Okay, all right.
Perhaps a variety act.
Mm-hmm. Is he a slender?
Oh, I don't know what happened there. My finger slipped.
Is he a man of large carriage?
No. Rob Spiewak.
Hmm.
Incidentally, I'm being very difficult with my answers.
That's okay.
That's fun.
Has he ever been animated?
Boy, I don't know. I can't answer that. I'm not sure.
Okay.
It's possible, though.
Okay.
Way to play it cagey.
Mm-hmm.
Did he host a variety show?
Yes.
Ah, okay. All right.
Beth Ann?
Is his voice as recognizable as his face?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Ed Sullivan?
No.
No, it's not. If we're venturing guesses, is it Dean Martin?
No, it is not.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Terribly sorry. I'll give you a hint. He is still alive.
Okay.
Is he married to someone famous?
Yeah, technically, yes.
Because of him? That's too close.
Yes, because of him.
Okay.
Married to someone. Is it Paul Newman?
I love playing the door. Rob's the only one getting the buzzer.
Was he backed up by two women who called themselves Dawn?
No.
Okay.
Have you done this voice on the show before?
Yes.
Okay, just checking.
Good.
Why do I feel like when the door opens, I'll probably be attacked now?
Well, that could be exciting.
Because I've been so damn cagey.
That could be fun.
Does he have famous children?
No.
Is he primarily on NBC?
No.
Darn it.
Would he be known for being on CBS?
No.
Is he mainly...
I know it!
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. I know it!
Yeah.
And he is on CBS.
No.
Really?
Yes, he's on CBS.
Oh.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
As a matter of fact, well, he's on CBS.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. Say no more.
I pass.
Come in, Regis.
Hey there,
that's
boy.
It.
How are you? Yeah.
Regis Feldman, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, how are you? How's it going?
Regis.
How are you, everybody? Hey, what a great time, huh?
Yes.
Wasn't that a great effing guessing game?
It was. Yes. You were behind the door
that?
The whole
you
time.
See, I'm on ABC and CBS.
We understand now.
Isn't that marvelous?
That is marvelous.
It's great to be with all of you. How
good
are you,
to see
Buzz?
You, Reed. How
hey
are
there,
sir?
Boy. How
good
you doing, Robbie?
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead, Rob. What's your question?
What's it like on the other side of the door?
Oh, there's so many people over there.
Everybody's there.
It smells a little bit like stable, but I'm so happy to be hosting The New Password.
Excellent.
Did you see Betty White there?
Hot.
Wasn't she wonderful?
She's great.
Wasn't that amazing? She's hot, you know? She's still got all the buttons.
Yes, she does.
And how are you? Are you still a lesbian?
No, I'm not a lesbian, Regis.
You're not a lesbian?
I'm not.
Well, for the love of God, try it. I recommend it highly. You know, you can really go places in show business being a lesbian, but I digress.
Betty White is guilty.
Of being hot.
That's
great.
How's going?
I remember when I got playing cards with Betty White nude,
and
that was a special time. Boy, what a pinup girl she was there, boy. What did you say there, Burbank?
I wanted to ask you how Gelman is,
Gelman,
your
producer. Oh, it's great. He's a wonderful guy.
Yeah.
You know, just the other day, we were scouting locations to do upcoming shows of Regis and Kelly, and I haven't had a lot of time, and I've been under a great deal of stress,
what
with planning for Password and all that.
Right, right.
So we were in the middle of Central Park walking back from the offices of CBS,
okay.
And there he was, right on the rock, right in the middle of Central Park. Park. Ooh. He said, let's do it now.
Oh, Regis.
And he did.
Do
and
what?
It was, I was catching. He was pitching.
Oh, no.
Marvelous.
In
it was great. And even with the bushes covering us, we could have been seen, which added to the thrill.
Yeah, it was
at one point, a horse, one of those police officers,
a mounted police officer.
That's right. That's what they called. You know, the guys on the horses.
Right.
They came right by, and we were right in the middle of it, and we didn't even stop.
And who are
it
you?
Was big, I'm Regis Philbin. What a great treat, but I noticed the clock on the wall is not allowing me much time.
Right.
Let me share with everyone, Sunday nights on CBS, right. Number one, baby.
Right.
Password.
It's a great
show. I know you've been
It's
a great game.
Really busy, but did you get a chance to watch the U.S. Open today?
I did. I'm sorry. Oh, I'll have to change those suit pants. I'll have to change my monochromatic suit.
You were going to have to anyway.
My monochromatic suit that I have there. Yes, I watched it. I'd like to send out condolences.
Do you have something to read?
Hold on a second.
A statement from Regis.
Statement.
Ladies and gentlemen, a statement from Regis Philbin.
Here we are. Listen carefully.
Here's Reg.
Hey, this is Regis Philbin. Find Sasquatch and win $1 million.
Oh, you're in on this.
And other great gear from Bushnell Field & Stream. Bushnell Outdoor Products and Field & Stream Magazine. Want you to find Sasquatch. Oh, you know who my Sasquatch is?
Yes.
Michael Gelman.
That's right.
He's a wonderful guy. I wish I could stick around and play, but I really can't. I must be going.
Okay.
Joy's expecting me for dinner. And then I've got a production meeting in Michael Gelman's apartment on this evening.
And
it's going so great, and I'm 100 years old.
Doesn't Gelman have his own game he plays with
yes,
you?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we were playing it just the other night.
Ass-word.
It was ass-word. Yes. I come up with the right ass-word, and then I get to see his ass. It's a wonderful game. It's always delightful, but you know this world of show that we're all in.
Yeah.
I can't tell you. I'm so happy about Password because I really don't care about Regis and Kelly. Hey, did you see the bitch on the Today Show?
I did.
Boy, no talent, not a drop of talent.
Fourth
she
hour.
Doesn't
oh,
have
Kathy
a
Lee.
Drop of yeah. talent, mm-hmm. and she's on with that Indian woman
Hoda.
who's on every day.
In the 10th
and
hour.
I think it's more annoying. She's more annoying today than she has been in her whole life.
And who are you?
I'm Regis Philbin, and fine.
Well, it's good to see you,
Regis. I want to tell you, if I can offer a compliment to you and yours.
Sure.
You're doing a great job, and I've noticed the Buzz Babes, and if I can offer just as a show business veteran.
I'd love this.
I offer this suggestion.
I appreciate that,
put
Regis.
Some Buzz Men on there, you know, instead of Buzz Babes, have some buff, you know, kind of big tough guys.
Have
like
you met Bo?
Bo? But was that the one whose picture was on your website
yes.
with the preparation of H?
Right.
That was hot.
You like that?
I enjoyed that. I'd like to see more of the,
Sasquatch
more of the some type of thing that you could put on.
Like
in
a balance.
Did it make your trousers move?
Yes, it did. You know me well, don't you, Robbie?
I do.
Robbie Bobby Boo Boo.
Your hair.
Boy, I'd love to see you dressed up as a Yeti.
Someday.
That'd be big fun, wouldn't it?
I was going to say your hair swirls counterclockwise.
Yes, it does. Yeah. That means that also I'm left-handed.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Wow.
Yes, and I'm incredibly large. I'm so large. You know, I'm bigger than Milton Berle.
No kidding.
Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Yes, I did. I got to run, guys. It's been a real slice of heaven.
Sure
y'all
has.
Take care. See
Regis
you later.
Philbin.
Bye-bye. There he goes.
Regis Philbin behind the door.
I'm on the other side of the door, though.
Oh, Regis?
Oh, boy. I've got a stomachache.
How come?
I think something's in my colon.
You better have a seat, Regis.
I say the real dirty things on the other side of the door. Someone has put something in my colon.
Can we send you some medicine?
Send me an X-ray technician. Let's see what it is. You know what it feels like?
What, Regis?
It feels like a comically oversized clothespin. I don't know what it is. I got to run there. Isn't it time for news?
It is, Regis.
I don't think you should run anywhere. Well, you should sashay.
For the love of God, how about a little news for Buzz Burbank, okay? I'll just be out here.
Who are you?
I'm Regis.
And where are you?
On the other side of the door. There's something in my my colon.
Perhaps something you ate?
I'm in an excruciating amount of pain.
I would expect.
Beth Ann,
yes?
You're going to have to hit the door button.
I will. Here
it's
I
in
go.
The upper right-hand corner. No, it's on my machine over here.
Oh, okay.
Please, because I tell you, I've got to talk, okay? Over there we go. I tell you.
It's killing me right now.
Oh, look, he's
you
back.
Won't believe how agony that I'm in. It's disgusting.
Did you get stuck in the door?
I got stuck in the door. No, something stuck in me.
Something you ate?
I've got to run. Thanks so much for letting me come by.
Goodbye.
Are you ready to do your news now?
Still?
I am, Regis.
For Christ's sake, do it, boy.
All right, well, thank you.
Goodbye.
Bethann, can you lock that door?
Yeah, lock the door, Bethann. We don't want anybody coming in.
Double lock it.
Thank you very much.
Deadbolt.
There, it's considerate locked. Very good. It's
something
locked.
Something wrong with his colon.
Thank you, Bethann.
It's the Katrina of vegetables.
Really?
Salmonella has done for tomatoes what that hurricane did for New Orleans.
I want you to get through this story because this is important to me, and then I want to tell you about my own paranoia after this.
Your tomato fears.
Yes, my tomato fears.
Well, despite its best efforts, the government hasn't been much more effective this time. Tens of
attack of the killer tomatoes.
Tens of billions of dollars of the plump, ripe fruit have now been destroyed. About half our tomatoes come from Florida, and Florida counts on that income. Now, maybe to protect that income, the government announced last week, you remember this? The government announced last week that Florida tomatoes were safe.
I remember.
Yeah, here's the thing, and they're selling them at McDonald's and at my Subway.
Right.
They were selling tomatoes.
I had them today.
I am such a wuss. I didn't order them.
No, brave.
I got freaked out.
They're certified safe.
Yeah, they're certified safe, but it still bothers me that, the whole idea of salmonella and all that, and I didn't order. But I'm not alone in that.
Didn't we discuss last week that if you cook the tomatoes, you're okay?
Right.
So they destroyed them as opposed to, like, sending them to Campbell's or Heinz?
As far as I know. But, yeah, a lot of them that were put together were assembled for shipment to grocery stores to be sold loose. Those had to be destroyed.
Seems to me Heinz could have picked up a big deal on that.
They wouldn't keep long enough to get them to those other stores.
But there they were. I checked it out today, and I looked at them, and I said, don't want them. Not yet.
I said put double on mine. I'm going back tomorrow. I have a sandwich with nothing but tomatoes.
You're a brave
smart.
Man, Buzz.
All tomato sandwich.
We'll tomato cyanide sandwich.
We'll see you when you're doubled over in the corner.
So last week we told you that the government said that Florida tomatoes were safe, and we told you that Florida-based Burger King went back to serving them in some locations, and as of today, you and I have noticed that other places are serving them too.
Yes, at the Subway, and tell you, my Subway got to get their act together. Let's not let the wheels fall off the wagon, huh?
Whatever that means.
That's from that movie. What the hell is that movie we like? The political movie with Sam
Elliott. The Contender?
The Contender. That's when Jeff Bridges orders something they don't have. Let's not let the wheels fall off the wagon.
That'd be really great if The Contender was about a Subway franchise.
But my pathetic life.
Today, the government says among the possible sources of the salmonella, parts of Florida and Mexico.
So, the government gets out last week and says, Florida tomatoes are fine.
Safe.
And then today they come out and they say parts of Florida might be the source.
The password is multi-billion-dollar industry.
Oh, God. God, get it together. Really, honest to God. I don't remember this happening 20 years ago.
No, but you may remember it from Katrina.
20 years ago, Mike, there were no tomatoes.
This, you know what Mr. Burbank is too nice to say is Ushpe. This is an Ushpe administration a oblompre.
Sure.
After weeks of not knowing, officials have narrowed the source to one of three places, Mexico, South Florida, or Central Florida. They're pretty sure it's only one source. And now they have...
I heard it was Mike's condo.
Yes, sirree. I grow my own down there.
I know, and thousands of them.
Yes, and then I just rub them pesticide.
But now they have a helpful clue. 9 of the 228 people sickened in the Great Tomato Crisis have all eaten at the same chain restaurant. Trace those tomatoes, and this could all be over for the 23 states affected. But the government won't name the chain, by the way. We may have already heard a clue. Salmonella contamination is caused by exposure to fecal matter. Officials have guessed that it's animal, but they haven't ruled out human.
So are they saying it's the same actual location of the restaurant?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So
yeah, but where's the gas station where we're giving away the gas?
That's the question. You'll just have to listen tomorrow at 5 or so.
Turn left at the tomato field.
So you're saying that they all ate at the same fast food chain?
That's right.
And you're saying that we might have given that clue away already. You're saying it's a Subway?
I'm not going to name anything any more than the government has because I don't want to get sued either.
And you don't know what's going on.
We don't know for sure, but we do know this, that they all got those tomatoes at the same chain and they all got sick. So if we find out where that chain got its tomatoes, we find the source of the salmonella and we can solve this whole problem. You see what I'm saying?
You know, the whole thing seems a little weird to me that they could have done this a lot quicker.
I would hope.
You know, when you do a product recall, it's pretty easy to track this down. And I know it's produce, and that's different because it's not marked the same way. But I just think that they could actually, if they could source it to these fast food places, they ought to work a little faster.
All I know is the French call the tomato the love apple.
You know, Clark, my garden's spitting out 80-pound tomatoes, and my teeth have never been whiter.
My tomato plants are 4 feet tall and bursting with blooms.
When are you bringing your non-fecally contaminated tomatoes in?
I really, honestly don't expect any until we're into July.
Into July. Okay, look
That's
forward
typical.
To that.
That's typical. You shouldn't have.
Unfortunately, no. Not that he doesn't deserve one.
Okay. Is it William Devane?
No, it is not.
Oh!
Ooh. Sorry.
Them till the 15th.
Right, but then I'll start bringing them in by the bushels full.
Very exciting.
Well, all this talk of fecal matter brings us to Tanya Riley of Kingston, Oklahoma, who came home to find almost everything she owns covered in sewage.
Ew!
It could happen to you. I'll explain if you stick around.
Okay, good buzz.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.